Oh, that actually, that is one because I'm taking these film classes, and you notice you don't see movies the same
No,
way.
you don't,
Once you
right?
talk about editing
Yeah.
and stuff, you're like, oh, that was a good cut. That's a bad cut. That, you know, oh, that's clearly the classic example of, you know, continuity coverage or
Right,
whatever,
right,
you know.
right.
That's probably not that same actor's hand. They just had a hand model.
I mean,
You
there you go.
know,
Partiphany's crazy over
like,
here, dude. That's great. All right, cool.
yeah.
You're on board with this Partiphany's.
All right.
You got anything else? Dude, I think
I
we stretched that pretty well. I don't even know where we started from.
We started from zero with that.
Bart. We started from Bart. Don't have a cow, man.
Oh, I had a job interview on Friday.
Well, how'd that go?
Went well. Went well. I think they said they would get back to me soon enough, and
Don't call
you
us, we'll
know.
call you.
Well, you know, I felt positive, not 100%, but like,
Did you feel like you
you
rocked the interview?
know, I feel like it was a panel interview with three people,
Okay.
and I feel like one person thought I was really great, one person thought I was good, and one person I couldn't really get a vibe from, and so maybe negative. I don't know. But you know, I felt coming out of it, I felt pretty good. But then today, I got asked to do another interview. So I feel like,
Oh,
well,
nice.
it's sort of one of those.
Things are picking up.
Yeah, and then I found last week, I found this job opportunity that I just applied for. So I probably won't hear from them for a while, if ever. That was just like an awesome opportunity.
Like right up your alley or whatever.
Like definitely something where. You know, if something else doesn't come up in the interim, I would definitely do that. You know, so yeah, I feel like, you know, after a dearth of opportunities and just this sort of lack of anything going on, I
New
feel
word
good.
idea.
What's that?
Why is it like you have like a dry spell? Okay, there's an expression, it rains when it pours.
Right.
Do we need a word for that, or is that just like
For
cool?
when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. Or is that like, is that good enough?
No, I think there's a lot of words that, I mean, that can be used in that context. You want a single word that what is it doing? Describing the arrival of the pour?
Yes.
That's like a deluge,
Yeah,
a
yeah, yeah.
flood. I think there's a lot of words that are used metaphorically.
But
But
I
you
don't
want a
think,
non-water related word?
well, deluge and flood kind of imply this sort of, it doesn't necessarily imply the desperation that you felt beforehand. And maybe not in your case desperation, but like sort of like disappointment that there was not previously
You want a
flood.
word for a rush of salvation.
But the thing is, it's not even salvation. It's like, I don't even want this many opportunities or rain or whatever. It's like, I just want the one thing. You know what I
Okay.
mean? Like, why is it that when it rains, it pours? When like all I want is a little bit of rain, a little sprinkle is great. But you
Right.
gotta pour on me and you gotta flood
So
up all my
this
stuff.
word you're looking for has a slightly negative connotation.
Well, I think so, yeah, because I mean, I don't really, I mean, does anybody care for when it rains, it pours? I think it's a slightly negative phrase.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Unless it's, you know, like, oh, and then I found this $20 bill, and then, you know, found a $50 bill. When it rains, it pours. You know, like I don't know. Then maybe
I guess that
that's
is
never
positive.
used,
I mean,
but
you're right. I mean, it is positive. I guess you could use that phrase, but I don't think anybody does.
okay.
We can think about it.
All right.
I mean, no need to keep, like, have a literal sort of like,
I think wirip would be a good word.
when it rains, of course.
Wirip. Wirip.
Rap, rip.
Why ripe?
All right, here's a, you got anything else?
Whoa.
I'm tired of your topic.
Whoa. God damn.
I'm just
You don't
saying.
even want to know like who I interviewed with and who I got a new interview offer with or anything like
You're
that?
being all deceptive about it. I thought you were going to talk about
Hey,
it.
no, forget about it. What do you got?
No. I mean,
What do you
please, please,
no?
please, please.
No, get out of here.
No.
What do you want to talk about? You don't want to talk about what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about your interview.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I
No,
do.
you're lying.
Who'd you interview with?
I interviewed with the City Department of the Environment.
San Francisco City?
That's the one.
All right.
Yeah. It's a big city. Or at least it's a well-known city,
I
if
think I
not a
know
big
somebody who
city.
works in the Department of
Oh
Environment.
yeah, who's that?
I don't know if I want to run.
And her name is
Mei Ling.
I don't know her.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be awesome. Like, would it be like downtown?
4 blocks from where I live.
That's terrible. Where are you going to park your car?
I don't have one.
A little jokey poo there.
I can't believe you just added eat poo to a word.
How about jokey?
Oh, no. That's bad also.
Don't have a cow, man.
Then the interview I got offered today was with USAID.
Oh, I think you talked about them before, off air, as it were.
Yes. Yes, definitely off air. Can't talk about them on air. In fact, I didn't get offered an interview with them.
Yeah, it was U.S.
Merge.
Help.
Anyway.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you have any, are you going to like send thank you notes? Like, what's your philosophy on that?
That's the thing. The lady who contacted me about the interview was not the lady who interviewed me. So she was an HR person. You know, and the people who interviewed me weren't HR. So.
No, man, you don't necessarily want it with the HR person.
Right. But I don't know. Do I send her a thank you note? I don't know.
I'm very unclear. I don't even know what I did my last time I interviewed. I usually don't because I just think it's like not really. I mean, I'm an engineer, so like
it's not maybe genuine.
Yeah, I mean, for engineers, maybe it's more like, well, this guy's the best, so whatever. You know, like maybe they don't really care.
Right.
Maybe for other types of positions, it's a little more like, you know, personal. But yeah. I mean, I feel very awkward. I might have done it. I'm not gonna say I didn't do it. It's hard to remember what I did with my last job, but I feel like I did.
Yeah. I don't think I've done that.
If I did, it would just be an email.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, like, I mean, but I think a lot of times they want, like, people, like, recommend, like, if you go on the internet for, like, resume tips, I would imagine that they very wholeheartedly support writing a thank you note.
Yes.
Sending it.
Yes.
In a letter or whatever, or, like, you know, postcard or something.
But like, I sort of, it strikes me as a slightly ingenuine thing. Whereas, like, there are things I would write a thank you note for, and there are things I'm really genuinely thankful for. Whereas getting a job interview, it's like, if you think I'm a qualified candidate, then I deserve the job interview. You know?
Right.
It's not something that you, I mean, it's your job to look for the right person. And if I am potentially the right person, then that's just how it works. I don't need to thank anybody for that. Whereas, you know, if I ask someone for a letter of recommendation or something like that, then I'll write them a thank you note because it's like, hey, I really appreciate that you went out of your way to do that.
Right.
Here, it's not like these people are going out of their way. You know, it would be great to get the job. It was really great to have the interview.
Yeah, and also, like, I think a pro technique is actually you should be interviewing. Like, they say that you should be interviewing them.
Right.
Like, that's another way to look at it because it's like, you know, and maybe for your first job or whatever, like, you know, you've never worked before, you're out of college or out of high school or whatever it is you're out of. You're like, oh, I just want this job, you know? But, like, after you've been worked for, like,
out of jail.
Out of whatever it is, you know what I mean? Out of a hole, that's what I mean.
Hey! They say I need to earn money.
But you just like, I just want this job, thank you so much, whatever. Like, ask me a question, I will answer it. You know, but, like, I think they say that if you actually want to come off a little bit more intelligent or a little more, like, serious, you start asking them questions. And you come with a list of prepared, like, you know, how does this work?
Or I remember you mentioning this, actually, the last podcast.
Did I?
Yes.
Ah, well.
But, no, continue. We can
tag this twice.
Yeah,
interview tips.
Yes, interview tips with the irregular Search for Truth.
I am actually 3 for 3 for my interviews. So.
I know. You mentioned that in the last podcast, and then it turned out to be a lie.
But I recall that, actually.
Yeah. For those of you who have listened to multiple podcasts.
Sachin's a liar.
Sachin did not tell the truth on the whole 3 for 3 thing.
Well, it was an irregular sort of truth.
No. The search is what is irregular, not the truth. That would be the search for irregular truths, which would be a totally different podcast.
Well, I know. It's like an irregular
podcast.
Search for truth, which might not end you up in a truth that you might like, you know?
Well, that would be an inconvenient truth, and Al Gore's already all over that. That's
copyrights.
Yeah, what a bastard.
Well, anyway, if you need any tips.
interview tips with the irregular search for truth.
Three for three. All right. But, yeah.